murdered in a fake rideshare, learning from a tragic mistake. Samantha Josephson was killed after getting into a car she thought was her Uber ride. Now her devastated parents are determined to make sure no one else is a victim. Just weeks shy of her graduation from the University of South Carolina, 21-year-old Samantha Josephson was ready for a night out. Sammy, as those closest to the fun-loving, generous senior called her, rounded up a few friends and headed to the Bird Dog, a favorite hangout near USC's Columbia campus. But about 1:30 a.m. on Friday, March 29th, Samantha got separated from her pals and decided to order an Uber back to her apartment. Along with other details about the car and driver, the app told her arriving vehicle would be black. So when a black Chevrolet Impala pulled up, Samantha, whose surveillance video showed was distracted on her cell phone, slid into the back seat. It would be a fatal mistake. Hunters found her body the next day, stabbed and discarded in the woods off a dirt road 65 miles away. Samantha was a trusting kid, says her father, Seymour. That's where she made the mistake. A black car pulled up, and she got into it. This is every parent's worst nightmare. Now her parents want to avert that nightmare for others. After the arrest of a suspect, Nathaniel Rowland, 25, who is charged with kidnapping and murder, Seymour, 53, and Marcy, 54, from Robbinsville, New Jersey, were moved by their heartbreaking loss to launch a campaign for rideshare safety. Among other efforts, they propose affixing vehicles operated by Uber, Lyft, and other rideshare services with a printed barcode so passengers can confirm their vehicles by matching the code to one sent to their phones. South Carolina lawmakers have also proposed a measure to require rideshare vehicles display lighted signs, and Uber announced a new campus initiative to educate riders about safety. Most simply and significantly, the Josephson's initiative, whatsmyname.org, urges riders to stay outside of a vehicle until the driver confirms the name of the person who booked the trip. If Samantha had asked him what her name was, he would have had no idea and she wouldn't have gotten in, says Marcy. If you have a stranger that's going to try and scoop someone up, they're not going to be able to. Police who arrested the suspect said he fled from his black Impala on foot after a traffic stop. Inside the car, they found Samantha's cell phone and what they determined to be her blood in the trunk and passenger compartment. They also noted the child safety locks were activated, which would have prevented escape from the back seat. We believe she simply mistakenly got into this particular car thinking it was an Uber ride, says Columbia Police Chief William Holbrook. That suggestion fuels her parents' drive. Samantha was awesome, fun, simply kind. A political science major who debated whether to attend Rutgers University or Drexel University for law school, says Seymour. Adds Marcy, her dream was to go to law school, work, marry, become a mom, and live at the beach. With that dream forever shattered, the Josephsons are determined to do everything they can in their daughter's honor to help others. Says Seymour, we don't want this to happen to somebody else.